Thanks so much for being with us. Well, new pictures have emerged online of atrocities and mass killing of Iraqi soldiers at the hands of the militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. You may find some of these images disturbing. ISIL militants are believed to have taken the pictures in Iraq's northern Salahuddin province. Well, they show dozens of men in both plain clothes and Iraqi army uniforms being made to lie in several ditches. Other pictures show the Takfiri militants shooting at the men. Now, according to a militant website that posted the photos, the killing is to avenge the death of ISIL commander al-Balawi, who was killed during last week's clashes in Mosul. Iraq's military spokesman General Qasem al-Mousavi has confirmed the authenticity of these photos. He says there are more reports about the mass murder of captured Iraqi soldiers. We're going to cross over to London, joined by Sabah Javad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Javad. Gruesome pictures that are showing up online about the situation, current situation in Iraq. Tell us about this. Are you surprised when you see these type of pictures coming out of Iraq? And are you surprised at how fast the situation has turned around in Iraq? Of course, we've been seeing bombings and some parts of it not being stable, but nothing like we're seeing today.
I'm not surprised at all, actually, knowing the history of these terrorist group, whether it's in Iraq or Syria, whether it's in Algeria, whether it's in Yemen. You know, once they move in an area, you'll see total destruction and total disregard of human lives and dignity. We've been hearing reports about atrocities taking place, not only against Shia citizens, but also against Sunni citizens who refuse to give their allegiance to the leadership of the terrorist groups and the Ba'athist groups in Mosul and elsewhere in Iraq, which has been under their control recently, like in Tikrit and so on. These are the same scenery we've seen in Syria before, when the terrorists commit such vile atrocities. There are reports that in Mosul, for example, many mosque imams have been executed because they refused to show allegiance to the leadership of ISIS. Even forced marriages, for example, these so-called jihadis forcing women and their families to take them as so-called wives and so on. And the United Nations talking about rapes cases and so on. So it's not surprising at all, because this is the core practice of such people. They wanted the whole world to be terrorized, and they don't hide it, actually. Most of these videos are filmed, and pictures are filmed by them, because they want to sow the seed of fear among the population in Iraq, as to say, you can't really stop us. And unfortunately, these groups are supported and aided by regional powers, which are very powerful and rich regional powers, and supported by the Israelis and the Americans to the hilt. Can you imagine that these kind of things happening in Iraq, and Iraq has a security pact with the United States, and the United States don't even lift a finger, at least to try to stop these atrocities taking place? They declare themselves as being anti-terrorism, and that's why they moved into Iraq in the first place, and they moved into other part of the world. But at the same time, they are not prepared to rein in their regional allies like Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Qatar to stop interfering in Iraq and support these vile groups in Iraq.
Mr. Jawad, let's talk about those countries that you've just named, like Turkey, like Saudi Arabia, like Qatar, and you had talked about earlier about the situation that regional countries are playing a role in it. Why would a regional country want a neighboring country to be destabilized, because it would appear that they would understand that destabilization could have a domino effect, as we are seeing with the situation in Syria. Now it's happening in Iraq. So, for example, a country like Turkey, why would it continue to support these type of terrorists when ultimately it could backfire on Ankara itself?
You see, these people, they don't think long terms. They think that in the short term, actually, they have a problem with the Iraqi government. They have a problem with democracy and elections and so on. I'm not talking about Turkey in this case. I'm talking like countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. These type of entities, actually, they want to teach the Arab world the virtue of democracy, while at the same time they are controlled by families. Even their countries is named after them as well. So they're not in a position to dictate to the Iraqi people or the Syrian people regarding this. These rulers, they cannot actually survive in the 21st century unless they start talking about representing their sector and their people. For example, sectarianism. They have to fragment the Middle East on the basis of sectarian divisions and fighting between sections of the people, whether in Syria, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Yemen, and so on. And they think that their survival depending on implementing the plans by the American and the Israeli to divide the Middle East, to create a new Sykes-Picot, and to divide the so-called the divided. This is their intention. And they have to be servant of imperialism in the area. If they can't do that, then the United States, like they've done to the Emir of Qatar, for example, they went one night to Doha and told him, look, take your prime minister and leave to London. And they appointed his son because they did not succeed in what they were doing in Syria as well.
Mr. Jawad, just 1 minute, because I'm just about out of time with this. But in 1 minute, we have seen this massive killing of Iraqi soldiers. Are you confident that the Iraqi military will be able to gain the upper hand?
The Iraqi people have to resolve a few issues. One of them is the infiltration among the people who have been appointed by the American occupation. They have to not to ask, because asking the American to intervene in Iraq is counterproductive. They cause the problem in the first place, and they are not part of the solutions. Asking the American to intervene in Iraq and help the Iraqi government is a strange request, because everybody knows that the American participated hugely in creating the current situation in Iraq. You have to rely on yourself, you have to rely on your people to defeat these terrorist groups. And they will be defeated, but it will take some time.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us out of London, Mr. Sabah Jawad, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation.